Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hello, Phyllis. My name is Glenda Lewis. Did the young lady tell you what my problem is?
I'll be glad to check. Hold on. Well, no, she just told me that you requested a supervisor.
And the call that I made before that, it was this young lady had a pretty strong accent. But she was going to connect me, and we got disconnected. Wasn't her fault.
All right, but I can help you. So how, what can I do for you today?
Okay, you ready for a long, hard story?
Yes.
Back when we were with Blueprint, I was with Craftsy first, and then they became Blueprint. And while I was with Blueprint, I added my classes, the little instructional things, to my Blueprint account, and I bought a couple more. And then I came back when Blueprint left. During that period of time, my bank account got fished. They didn't get any money. So my bank didn't let nobody have your money, including me. They're unbelievable. But then again, after that, I found that my computer had been hacked a couple of times. Actually, my phone, because that's what I was using for a computer at the time. Mm-hmm. And I found that merely because I suddenly decided to look at my screen through my email and all, and I discovered that I had things that weren't transmitted. I can't think, drafts, that's what they call them. And there were three or four things in there that nobody knew what they were, but they sure bore all the hallmarks of, we want your money, we're coming to get it.
Oh, my.
They didn't get it. Yes, they didn't get it, though. But,
that's good.
You know, I look at the bank account every day. But anyway, in the process of the changes and everything, and along with the people hacking me, I lost every one of my email addresses except for one. Actually, it's two, but the other one got messed up through one of your girls. What happened was I couldn't keep up with the changes that they were making. I changed my password on my email, and the next day they would have gone in and changed it again on me.
Oh, boy.
So I'm starting that fairly new, and I spend about 2 weeks of the month trying to get my Craftsy stuff straight. And today I think it's okay, we finally got it all straight that I used my LJL31045 email address and then go into the one that used to be there, which was Old Lady Lewis at Yahoo. But when they changed the address at one point, they went in and put in the Old Lady Lewis, an underscore, but old, and then put at yahoo.com. It's no email address. So that doesn't work. But all 18 classes and things that I had purchased are on that. And they told me, go ahead and start using the 131 address to sign in and then make sure you've got that old address up above. It was input at one as they put it on email. And then you've got your classes. And I figure, okay, then I have my services because I know that they're still taking the payments out. Well, tonight, the first time I wanted to look somewhere besides my classes that I already own. And it seems that I don't have access because I don't have a membership. But I've been paying for it for almost 5 years.
Oh.
Through one company or another.
Okay.
And I'm ready to blow.
please don't.
I really want to download the things that I got. But okay. I understand you can't do it on the phone and you can't do it on laptop. I've got a brand new laptop. That would give me the chance to get it in so I can look at the things that I own and take my time to decide whether I want to stay with Craftsy. Because if I'm paying full price and I'm only getting 25% of the benefit, and it's not benefiting me health-wise because I already have. Shelby, go away. Sorry. Got three dogs in here. They don't leave. All you got to do is be in the kitchen. They got to be there.
That's the baby.
But it doesn't make sense to keep doing that. You know, to basically I'm throwing away 3/4 of my payment for my membership. And that just doesn't sit well with me.
All right, well, let me see what I can do. Now, you said that you've been paying on it for years.
Oh, yeah. I was with Craftsy before Blueprint bought. And then when Blueprint was dropping out, I came back to Craftsy. And that's when all the trouble started. Between the hacking, the phishing, and the changes, I've almost lost my mind. I've forgotten how to work a computer in the meantime. Because I've got my nephew. My nephew became a millionaire writing programs for Sprint. And so I called his daddy last night. And I had my sister laughing like crazy. But anyway, I told him, I said, do you think he would do that for me? He said, yeah, he'd get on there. And what he would do is he would do this. You ever heard of remote? I said, yeah, I use remote a lot because I can't fix it. So I call those people and they come on and get on my computer to fix it.
Oh, wow.
And he says, I didn't know you'd know about that. I said, hey, I forgot more than I learned, I think.
Oh,
but it's
bless
been
your
5 years
soul.
Since I've had a computer. Uh-huh. So I'm having to relearn it. Oh, by the way, if it would help you, the last payment, the lady told me I needed to get a copy of it and send it to you so that you would acknowledge that I have been and have paid. The last payment was taken out on January 27th, and it was got an asterisk and the word Craftsy next to it, and it has a number 855-706. 3535, and then it says MN and a space S581-0266-326-46304, and it says the word card. It was $7.99. That's the last payment.
Okay, so you're paying monthly?
I'm paying monthly.
Okay.
I started it out that way, and because I live on Social Security and like $79 is a big chunk.
Oh, I understand that.
It's tough. It's really tough. And I live in a 2-story, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,750 square foot historical house.
Oh, my. I bet it's beautiful.
Oh, no, it's not. The landlord will not do half of the repairs. In fact, my daughter's bedroom wall, which is a master, it's falling on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I called them 2 weeks ago and told them, there's something in our utility room, it's big. And I'm not opening that door again. I don't see getting that fixed in the foreseeable future. I said, look, you know you are responsible for the varmint to get in here because you don't repair the house.
Right.
I said, I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do. I'm going to call National Exterminators. I'm going to have a client here and find out why we're sitting in our living room hearing something in the back of the house just flailing everywhere. I mean, it's hitting everything. This is back there with there's a hole in the ground because the radiator, not the radiator, well, it feeds the radiator. The boiler sits on the ground. They don't sit on anything else in these houses. I said, and there's a hot water heater up there, and then there's a gas line through there. I don't want anybody doing anything wrong in there, and I don't want anything to get in there and bite the wrong thing. I said, I'm calling them. They're coming out. I'm going to pay them, and I'm going to take it out of my rent. He didn't get it till 8:30 the next morning. Man, he was on the phone so fast. I said, well, he said, don't take it out of my rent. I can't do that. I messed my books up. I said, well,
he'll mess
what are
you my books up. Well, you should have taken care of your business, buddy.
Exactly. And he only wants to work with people who get a discount from, including the guy who replaced the back door when it rotted out because he won't fix the gutters. He was out there. My grandson had to show him how to take the lock out so he could put it in the new door. And the whole time they were working, they were smoking pot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the kind of people he sends here to my house to work. So, I don't know. My daughter won't move, And this is actually the biggest house we've ever lived in. So I'm stuck.
Oh, my
Although,
goodness.
I have a feeling the ceiling, the kitchen's going to fall any day now. It looks worse. My grandson says, if that ceiling falls, and you've been asking him to fix this for 6 years, he says, I'm going to sue the heck out of it.
Because
he's on that lease. He doesn't live here anymore, but he's on the lease.
Oh, wow.
He moved after he saw something in his bedroom that kind of scared him. It's haunted.
Is it haunted?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Now you know I'm crazy. I have not seen the woman. I've heard her voice a lot because she talks.
There's, oh, does
like,
she?
She's going back and forth, but you can't understand them.
Oh, my.
And she sings Christmas carols, I can tell from the tune.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, the only thing we've heard out of him, he spent his time calling the dog by name. And one day I just got unnerved and I yelled at the dog and then he called me by name and I'm like, how did he know my name? My name is Judy. I'm grandmother and mom. So I got a little scared, but then I saw it too. I thought, going back to my teenage years, I remember a spell. And I got to try it because if I go out that window over there, first thing's going to happen is the window's going to fall on me because the rope is broke that's holding it up, and it's 2 floors down to clay. And I'm not going, I'm too old to do that.
Right?
Great. So I figured, try it. And the first time I did it, it didn't work. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, what am I doing wrong? I know something. I remember it had to be pure soap. And I thought, I haven't got any baby soap here. So I turned around and I picked up the bottle of Clorox and started wiping the sink down with the Clorox. When I looked up, he was gone. I haven't not seen him yet.
Oh.
He's been gone since last fall. And
wow.
I'm enjoying it. But it's unbelievable.
My sister tells me that when I get scared like that, I'm just supposed to tell him, go away, leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well,
or let
they
them know that they're frightening me. Oh, yeah, she tells me all the time, you're a good spirit, you're a good soul, they're not going to bother you. It's like, I don't want to give them the option.
You're an empath. Your sister and possibly you are empaths. Is E-M-P-A-T-H? You're sensitive. You feel other people's feelings.
I do, yes.
And apparently, they hang around here.
Yeah. She's always telling me, because she had an aneurysm 15 years ago. She's a brain aneurysm survivor, and I just found your account.
Oh, good.
I certainly did.
You're making progress.
Woo, I found you.
We are making progress.
Yes. So you are Linda Lewis at 62 Main Street, Newport News.
Yes, ma'am.
Virginia.
And I just found something looking for my dinner meat. Yep, Virginia.
They
and
have
we
you
have
listed.
Some of the stuff still in there.
It says Newport News, California, so let me fix that.
Oh, no, it's Virginia.
Yeah, it's like I have never heard that one yet. I've heard a lot of them that surprised me.
Well, I grew up in Norfolk, and there's a Norfolk, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Now, the email address that's on this, the email address that's attached to this account is LJ.
L.
I don't know if it's an L or a 1945.
Oh, okay. That was one we were going to try, and then I found out I couldn't because that's the, what's called a Microsoft account. It's only allowed to be used on my Microsoft account on my computer.
Okay.
So we changed that immediately.
Okay.
We changed that immediately. But
and
I
that's
like
where
it.
We got lost, I think. Okay,
that's
so.
The putting in the wrong information.
So how do you want this, your email, which email address do you want it to be?
I want it to be LJL 31045 Oh, it's zero, by the way. And that's Gmail.
Okay. All right. Well, let me fix that, okay? Hold on just a moment. All right, let me make certain that I can do this because we've already got, we've got a, an old account that's attached with this account, with this email.
And that's the old lady Lewis?
No, no, the other account we have, we've got an account set, a not active account set up with the LJL 31045. We also...
If I remember correctly... They had me set that up that way so that I had access during the week before they could get the thing fixed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, hold on then. Let me get this taken care of.
Okay.
All right. I'm working on it.
I had forgotten that had happened.
Well, I'm glad we were actually able to find your classes.
Yeah.
And your active account.
Yeah. Is that the one that has the old lady Lewis on it?
This has the, for the username, it has old lady L-E. Now, the other one has old lady Lewis as a site username.
And it has a, an underscore between the S and an old, no?
Not this one, no, ma'am. That's just your user, your site username. Your site username is different.
That's the one that has my the way mine reads. It has with the underscore, and then it repeats the word old, and that's where they put the classes.
Yeah, I can't. That's where you're getting your classes with?
Yeah, my classes are sitting there.
Under that email address?
That's where they are. When I was able to get in it using the LJL.
Okay.
But the problem with that turned out to be that they said it's not a valid number, not an active account, even though I'm paying.
Right. Okay, let me. Oh, yeah, the old lady underscore old at yahoo.com is attached to the other account, the LJL 31045, that that's not active.
That's the one they tell me isn't active, and it's supposed to be active because there isn't an active one if it's not that one.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
So
but the email address is a little bit different. I've got it right here. That's active. It's an active account, premium active account. I'm showing that you've been billing. This goes back as far as September 25th of 2020. Your subscription history. Yeah. Okay. And then, I mean, I'm showing your order history going back to December 25th of 2018.
Yeah.
And that's your blueprint stuff.
I've been around a while.
Certainly. Well, let me get this fixed for you. Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Excuse me, Hooch, but you're right in front of the stove. Let's see. I'll put this up here. My gracious, always pops me a ton. Thank you. righty, let me get some stuff over here. Over here, where's my big spoon?
Okay, so what I've done is I put in a request to merge your account, so we won't have this issue again.
Okay.
So we'll be able to, and we're going to merge them all under the email address, the LJL31045. I'm going to get your email address changed to that.
Change of password, which I'm not happy about, but apparently the second person that I called, I got cut off in the first one today. And the second one said, well, we need to change your password. And before I could stop her, she apparently did, because when I went to sign in with the correct password, it wasn't having it.
We can fix it. It's not a problem. Okay.
I appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I hope you have a really wonderful spring, because if it don't get here, I'm going to go blow something up.
Oh, I think it's going to be there. So what I'm going to do, instead of changing your password under your username, oldladylewis_old, instead of changing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have everything that's on the other account, the active account. Is that what I'm going to do? Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to have them combined.
Okay.
And, or merged. And we're going to, I don't know if I did that right. Hold on, let me make sure I did that right.
Oh, please do it right, because that screwed up my
Before I get you off the phone, before you get up, I'm not letting you off the phone until we get this right, okay? So, hold on. Before I go into your account on Craftsy, I want to make certain I have this corrected. Okay.
Okay. That'd be so good. It's been so long since anything has been right. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't want to mess that up. Hold on, just a moment.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Joey and Zoe and Hooch. That's my glass. You don't get it. It's water over there for you. The full bowl right there.
All right, I'm still waiting for an answer to make sure that somebody look at this and make sure I'm doing it right, okay? Just hold on for me.
Thank you. Start going to watch out the window for Mom. Go look out the back window, see if Mom's coming. Oh, yes, I hear. I think I put salt in there. I'm not going to put any more. I don't need it to cut the pressure. Okay, she brought noodles yesterday. And here's a beef. Not good either. You can't eat it before I cook it.
Miss Lewis, to keep you from having to hold for so long, can I have your phone number? Let me get this figured out, and I'll call you back this afternoon or later this afternoon.
No problem. The number is 757-277-8622.
Okay. I just want them to see that I want someone to look at this to make certain that I'm doing it right. I don't, like I said, I don't want to get it messed up any further than it has already been. Okay, so yes. I will call you back later this afternoon, and we'll have it straightened out, okay?
I appreciate that very much. What time is it where you are, Minnesota?
It is, I'm in central Alabama, and so it is 4:06.
Oh, okay, it is 5:06 here, and I know that they said that the line's closed at 5.
But yes, ma'am.
I guess it's that way it's staggered closing it down for y'all, make it easier. Okay.
Yes.
I thank you ever so much, and speak with you later.
All right.
What
yes,
is your
ma'am.
Name?
Well, thank you. My name is Phyllis.
Phyllis. Okay. I don't think I've ever known but one Phyllis in my whole life. And when you're in the 70s, that's a rare name.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's a rare name. Yeah. I think I've only went to school with one other Phyllis my whole life, and I'm 57. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with one Phyllis. I worked with a Phyllis at the county health department. And what was so funny about that is that her husband's name was John and my husband's name was John. I told her, I said, if y'all ever have kids, you've got to name them Joshua and Jared.
Would she agree to that?
No, she had a girl. So, well, I will give you a call back. And get this straightened out for you. All right. I thank you so much for your patience, and we'll get this taken care of. Ma'am?
My craft, the craft that I do there, I do, you know, multi. I do a lot of different ones because I started crocheting at 3. But I do all these different things, but it's so hard for me to find time. It actually brings me down out of the trees.
Ah, well, there you go. There you go.
And when you have that hypertensive situation where, like, I went in for a cardiac cath, and they had to stop. They were looking for a third artery because they couldn't find it. They had to do another thing the next day. They made me stay in the hospital because the blood pressure was over 200.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I have to have stuff like this.
Yes, yes. I don't know if you remember watching. You know, on Happy Days, years and years ago, Fonzie had it had issue with anxiety and stuff. And remember, he started making birdhouses.
Yeah, I seem to remember that.
Yes.
Everybody had a
birdhouse. I've never thought about that. Yes. All right. Well,
and
I will call you back.
It focuses your attention on something other than what is normally on.
Yes. Yes. And that's how I'm going to quit smoking.
I think that they've got that chewing gum.
Yeah.
Might work a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I think if I can just keep my hands busy, you know, I know I have to divert my attention and my habits.
Exactly. And you know what another thing it's good for? Dieting.
Okay.
If you're dieting, you're not going to pick up that little cross-stitch thing that you have done about 15 hours on already, and it's still going, and it's getting more and more beautiful, and then try to touch it with clean hands at all times.
Yes.
If you're eating or if you're cooking, it's going to get on it.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. It's a good
That's how I got in out of when my husband was dying. It was just a hideous thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 years, he finally died. But I did cross-stitch. And the funny thing about it was, I started doing while I'd sit on the sofa. He had the sofa bed that was open, and he wanted to be there so he could be with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went ahead and did that. And I was working on one thing. It was a deer that was standing in a pool. And I did it from a glossy magazine stuff. It looked like blind. But he spent most of his last few weeks alive watching me with that needle in and out of that stuff. And I actually got to sleep at night because I had done that. I had totally wiped my mind of what reality was.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it came back and bit me in the butt later.
Right. That's about the way that works.
Yep.
Reality is not fun sometimes, but, you know.
You can't run away from it.
You can't stay on the other side for long.
That's right.
All right.
You come back like an imbecile.
Yeah, you don't want that. Okay, so I'm gonna call you back as soon when I get an answer. It will be later this afternoon. And I thank you for calling Crash Through Video Membership. You have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you in a bit.
You too, dear.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye bye.